This podcast is brought to you by JewishPodcasts.org. Start your very own podcast today at JewishPodcasts.org.
Welcome to the Zereshim Shinin English Podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Zereshim Shin. This week's Devater is being sponsored as a schus for Gabriella Etter Basipur Yael to meet, get engaged, marry, and build a bais dem b'Yisrael with her ben Zuk. Pashas Vayera. It is written in this week's Pasha, Vayera Elov Hashem Elori Mamre, and Hashem appeared to him in the field of Mamre. V'hu Yoshev Pesach Oyel, and he was sitting at the entrance of the tent, Kechoy Vayom, in the heat of the day. Rashi explains, and Hashem appeared to him to perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Rabbi Chama ben Chanina said, it was the third day from a circumcision, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and inquired about his welfare. So Rabbi Shimshon asks the name of the Farshim, why did Rashi preface Rabbi Chanina ben Chanina's statement by saying that Hashem came to Avram in order to do the mitzvah of visiting the sick? Why couldn't Rashi simply say that Hashem came to Avram because this was the third day after Avram did a Brit Milah, and we would understand that Hashem came to make a Bikur Cholim visit? The Rishon answers in light of Tosfos, who asks, Chazal teach us that until Yaakov there was no sickness in the world. When it came time for a person to die, he simply died. If Tosfos asks, how can it be that Hashem came to do Bikur Cholim with Avram? Tosfos answer that only natural illnesses did not exist until Yaakov. However, sicknesses that resulted from wounds, from knives, and the sword did exist. The Shemesh explains that this is exactly the intent of Rashi. Meaning, after Rashi explained that Hashem came to Avram, who was ill, Rashi asked himself, how can that be? Sickness didn't exist yet in the world. Rashi therefore cited Rabbi Chama, the son of Chanina, that Avram circumcised himself and sickness from such an action did exist. What still has to be understood, though, is how did Rabbi Chama ben Chanina derive that it was the third day after Avram's Mila? Where is there even a slight allusion in the Pasha that this happened on the third day, and not the first, second, or tenth day? To answer this question, Zeresh Shimshon asks another question. Avram wasn't the only person that got circumcised on that day. Yishmael and Avram's servants also did meal that day. Why then did Hashem only come to visit Avram, and not the rest of the people who had circumcised themselves with Avram? Zeresh Shimshon answers this in light of the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Avram wore around his neck a special stone that had the power to immediately heal anyone who looked at it. According to this, explains Zeresh Shimshon, all of the other people who circumcised themselves with Avram looked at the stone and immediately were healed. By the time Hashem came, they were all better, and therefore there was no need to visit them. Avram, on the other hand, didn't want to go this route. Chazal teach us, according to the pain, so is the reward. Avram was totally focused on the world to come, and he didn't want to lose any potential reward. Another reason that Avram didn't want to heal himself sooner was Avram knew this was a test to see if he was totally obedient to Hashem's will. And if he healed himself right away, people would say that he listened to Hashem and circumcised himself only because he knew that it really wasn't dangerous, since he knew how to cure himself. Would it be a big deal if Houdini was put in a box underwater with an oxygen tank? Avram therefore opted to sit tight and wait for the circumcision to naturally heal. According to this, we can explain the reason Hashem did not come to heal Avram, which is a part of the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, on the first or second day after the Mila. People would say the only reason why Avram circumcised himself is because he knew the pain wouldn't last too long. And they wouldn't realize that Hashem was the one that healed him, and it wasn't that he looked at his special healing stone. People would say that Avram wasn't totally subservient to the will of Hashem and would not do anything Hashem commanded him. For instance, it was hard. Therefore, Hashem waited to visit and heal him on the day that he would naturally heal, to show that Avram was happy to do whatever Hashem commanded him to do, even if he had to endure great pain to do it. I would like to add that we can understand another reason for Avram not looking to lessen his pain, in light of the Masilta Yesharim's description of someone who truly loves Hashem. He writes, the more deterrents that cross their path for people who truly love Hashem, the more will their hearts fortify themselves and rejoice to show the strength of their faith. Just as a military leader who is famous for his strength will always throw himself into the heart of the battle, where victory will serve all the more to reveal his prowess. It is common that every lover of flesh and blood rejoices in a situation that can show how far his love goes. Thank you for listening. And in the merit of your learning the different terms of Zeres Shimshon, Hashem should fulfill the promise of the Zeres Shimshon that he made for people to learn his different Torah. And your eyes will see children and grandchildren like the offshoots of an olive tree around your tables, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things and wealth and honor.